Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I don't do a lot of self-improvement work. I suppose that it's because I'm fairly well satisfied with me, the way I am. I don't do agonizing reappraisals, and when I mess up, I tend to get beyond it and leave it farther behind with every passing day. Now, that being said, I made myself a little promise this morning. Not really big enough to be called a vow, so I'll call it a vowlet. I like that. It's a vowlet. I promise to change a repeating behavior. It's a long-standing trait, but I have only recently taken notice of it. Here is my shiny new vowlet. I will try my best to get all of my breakfast into my mouth. Let me explain. I'm a creature of habit in the morning. Breakfast is always some slight variation on the theme: two eggs, one toast, and coffee. Sometimes a bit of ham is thrown in, and sometimes cheese joins the party. This morning found the most common variation on my plate: two eggs fried over easy, a piece of rye toast, and a cup of coffee with just enough cream to change the color. Okay, so far, so good. It's a simple enough meal. Shouldn't be a big deal to get it all safely into my mouth. But here's the rub. Just as regularly as I eat eggs, I have a laptop or a book, sometimes both, in front of me every morning. I think the irony of reading a book as it rests on my closed laptop is delicious. Reading or surfing, my focus is directly in front of me, which means my meal is off to the side, which means that there is a bit of travel involved, a bit of travel for a fork full of egg and the consequent runny yolk from that plate to my mouth. We had a pale-colored tablecloth set this morning, a tablecloth that easily showed the bright yellow-orange dot of egg yolk when it landed. Now, as I absentmindedly scraped away the tiny mess, I noticed that there were other previously deposited dots in the same vicinity. All of them to the right of my computer, all of them between my breakfast plate and my mouth. Looks like I've done this before. Then I spied a smidgen of breakfast on my bathrobe. Once again, a bit of debris fallen on its journey to my mouth. So I pinched it gingerly with my fingers, and I popped it into my mouth. So here's where the light of conversion shines. This is my St. Paul moment, my St. Paul getting knocked off his horse by God while on his way to persecute Christians type of moment. I took a step back and said, "Well, that's disgusting. You're eating off your robe? How long has it been there? Who else has seen it? Mary? A house guest? Okay. Enough is enough. Egg on the tablecloth, egg on my laptop, egg on my robe. I don't have to live like this. I am not yet the doddering old gent who can't feed himself, not the goofy geezer wandering down hallway 100 at Shady Rest Home. I'm surely headed there, but that's at least a month off, at least a month. Time for a resolution, I say. The time to take action is now. Resolved, this 26th day of April in the year 2024, I, Edward Thomas Holohan, will successfully convey my breakfast in its entirety from the plate of its origin to its gestatious destination. I will get it all in my mouth, I promise. Hey, that felt good. I bet if I put my mind to it, I could find more behaviors to change. Maybe my next resolution will be never leaving an unwashed dish in the sink. Or how about setting the dishwasher to air dry? Or even answering my phone once in a while? As of this morning, I think they might all be possible. Surely, if I can achieve a tidy breakfast, everything is on the table, so to speak. On the other hand, this business of promising stuff and then sticking to it is tiresome. Takes me out of my comfort zone. Maybe I don't need to make a whole bunch of new promises. Maybe I'll just get a bigger breakfast plate.